The challenges of youth.
O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has encouraged us to recite salawat upon him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in abundance, and indeed our recitation of salawat upon our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a great means of rahmah, a great means of maghfirah, a great means of mercy and blessings and forgiveness for us, alhamdulillah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in one of the narrations, in one of the ahadith that mentioned the virtues of the recitation of salawat upon him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the closest person to me on the day of judgment will be the one who would have recited the most salawat upon me. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So we all want the closeness to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of judgment, isn't it? Most definitely. We desire the closeness to the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What's our wazifa? What is our wazifa? What's our practice in order to attain that? It is the recitation of salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So let us all recite salawat together. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We welcome you back, O viewers of Madani Channel, to this wonderful program called The Challenges of Youth. Yes, The Challenges of Youth. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. In this program, we discuss various challenges that the youth face. Yes, it's not always only the youth, it's adults as well. But Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we focus a lot upon the youth. Why is that so? It is because, Alhamdulillah, adults have various means, and through the experience, Alhamdulillah, they've learned many lessons in life. But if the youth have some amount of guidance, then they don't have to make the same mistakes. They can learn the Islamic teachings from the very beginning, and then inshallah Azza wa Jal, they can live their lives Islamically based on those Islamic teachings. So if you have any youth around you, please gather them quickly. Let them all sit together and let them watch this program. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, they will learn a lot about Islam and how to get through the challenges of youth in an Islamic way, the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves for us to get through them. And inshallah azza wa jal, you will be rewarded for everything that they listen to, learn and act upon. Don't we all want that thawab? Ah, yes. As we thought, you want the thawab, alhamdulillah. So let's earn the thawab. Make intention, inshallah, that we're going to watch this program from beginning to end. Yes, from beginning to end, inshallah ta'ala. And whoever is around us, that we can get to join this as well. We are going to make the good intention and try to call them, gather them, so that they may also learn about Islam. And we are going to earn thawab through that, inshallah azza wa jal. Today's topic is patience is a virtue. Yes, patience is a virtue. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So today we're going to learn about patience. Today we're going to learn about sabr. Inshallah ta'ala, please you stay with us. Before we dive into the depth of our topic, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we're going to listen to a beautiful kalam, a beautiful recitation of Naat Sharif, of praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you stay tuned and let your heart be filled with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we'll be back just after the kalam, inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Kis tarha pao rakhe, ya sahib-e basirat, ya basirat. Kis tarha pao rakhe, ya sahib-e basirat. Aankhein bichhi hui hain, har ja teri gali mein. دنیا تیری گلی میں عقبا تیری گلی میں عقبا گلی میں
ابا کہاں چلے
مدینے
مدینے کا سفر ہے
اور میں ننگی دا ننگی دا جبی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ لغزیدہ
چلا ہوں ایک مجرم کی طرح میں جانب طیبہ چلا ہوں ایک مجرم کی طرح میں جانب طیبہ نظر شرمندہ شرمندہ بدن لرزیدہ لرزیدہ نظر شرمندہ شرمندہ بدن لرزیدہ لرزیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں ننگیدہ ننگیدہ جبھی افسردہ افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ لغزیدہ
کسی کے ہاتھ نے مجھ کو سہارا دے دیا ورنہ کسی کے ہاتھ نے مجھ کو سہارا دے دیا ورنہ کہاں میں اور کہاں یہ راستے پیچیدہ پیچیدہ کہاں میں اور کہاں یہ راستے پیچیدہ پیچیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں ننگیدہ ننگیدہ جبھی افسردہ افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ لغزیدہ
کہاں میں اور کہاں اس روضہِ اقدس کا نظارہ کہاں میں اور کہاں اس روضہِ اقدس کا نظارہ نظر اس سمت اٹھتی ہے مگر دزدیدہ دزدیدہ نظر اس سمت اٹھتی ہے مگر دزدیدہ دزدیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں ننگیدہ ننگیدہ جبھی افسردہ افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ لغزیدہ
مدینے جا کے ہم سمجھے تقدس کس کو کہتے ہیں مدینے جا کے ہم سمجھے تقدس کس کو کہتے ہیں ہوا پاکیزہ پاکیزہ فضا سنجیدہ سنجیدہ ہوا پاکیزہ پاکیزہ فضا سنجیدہ سنجیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور اور میں نمبیدہ جبی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ
بسارت کھو گئی لیکن بصیرت تو سلامت ہے بسارت کھو گئی لیکن بصیرت تو سلامت ہے مدینہ ہم نے دیکھا ہے مگر نادیدہ مدینہ ہم نے دیکھا ہے مگر نادیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نمبیدہ جبی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ
وہی اقبال جس کو ناز تھا کل خوش مزاجی پر وہی اقبال جس کو ناز تھا کل خوش مزاجی پر فراق طیبہ میں رہتا ہے اب رنجیدہ فراق طیبہ میں رہتا ہے اب رنجیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نمبیدہ جبی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. الحمدللہ رب العالمین. That was a beautiful kalam. Na'at of the beloved Nabi صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Praises of our beloved صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. And how enjoyable that is. How wonderful it is. How much of love you feel for Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم in your heart when you listen to his beautiful praise. Alhamdulillah. How it rejuvenates our iman. How it makes our iman feel refreshed and we feel stronger again. Why? Because our connection to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is made strong, and indeed that is our life. That is what brings us to life, our connection to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The one who is separated from the beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the one who is separated from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, from the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, from the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Yes, the one who is separated, he is like one who is dead. And the one who is connected to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that is a person who is full of life. That is a person who is attached to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He has deep love in his heart for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is embedded in his ways. Yes, that is a person who is full of life. That is a person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves very much. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who have a strong connection to his beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and who make amal upon the sunnah of his beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen, ameen, bijahin nabiyil, ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So as we promised, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, today we are going to discuss the topic, patience is a virtue. Yes, patience is a virtue. Patience is very virtuous. Patience is wonderful. Sabr, subhanallah azza wa jal. What can be said about sabr? MashaAllah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Now, we understand that in order to be patient, one has to go through some sort of trial, some sort of tribulation, some sort of calamity. And yes, in one of the previous episodes of this very silsila, we had quoted a beautiful verse of the Holy Quran.
وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ.
Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, in that verse we learned from the understanding of that verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will most definitely test us. Allah Azza wa Jal said that He will most definitely test us. So we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most definitely going to test us by different things that we would lose. بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ, that we'll have a little bit of fear. وَالْجُوعِ, and some hunger. وَنَقْسٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ, and shortage of wealth. وَالْأَنفُسِ, and loss of people. وَالثَّمَرَاتِ, we'll also have loss of fruit, loss of foods. Allahu Akbar. And who are they whom Allah Azza wa Jal will be pleased with, whom Allah Azza wa Jal loves, who are worthy of glad tidings through all of these tests? Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, give glad tidings to those who are patient. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. How wonderful this is. That when believers face difficulties, trials, tribulations in this world, then it's not new for us. Because we are already informed, alhamdulillah. We are informed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we will go through these things. And we are informed that the one who goes through these things but has sabr in their heart, has sabr, has patience in their actions, subhanallah, Allah Azza wa Jal gives them glad tidings. And Allah Azza wa Jal speaks further of them, that who are those who have sabr? Who are those who have patience? Allah Azza wa Jal says, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إن إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ.
Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jal says about those people that they are those whom when musibah befalls them, when calamity befalls them, what do they say? قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. They say that we belong to Allah. Indeed, we belong to Allah and we are going to return to Allah. Subhanallah, what a beautiful mafhum, what a beautiful understanding we are receiving from this ayah, that they are those people whom, subhanallah, Azza wa Jal, they have such trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they believe that we ourselves, our very beings belong to Allah. And indeed, we are not going to remain with us. We are not going to remain with us, we are going to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة.
الله أكبر. They are those people, they are those fortunate ones. Upon them is the salawat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Upon them is the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they are those who are rightly guided. الله أكبر. Don't we want to be amongst them? Subhanallah. You see, in dunya, within our lives, we could lose many things. We could lose loved ones. We could lose our wealth. We could lose our homes. We could lose our vehicles. We could lose our children. We could lose our parents. We could lose our friends. But whatever it is that we lose, if we go into our losses in such a way that we have the mindset that leave what belongs to me, even my very own being belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so naturally everything else that I own or that is attached to me also belongs to Allah ta'ala. And that I'm not going to stay with myself. These things are not going to stay with me. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. That indeed we will all return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then a person comes to realize that if I had my child, and my child was attached to me, and now if my child goes, then this very child belonged to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the first place. If my child returns to Allah, then it is as per the will of Allah. Then it is as per the will of Allah. There was a pious personality that once, who had lost his child, and people came to him to offer condolences, that Huzur, we've come to offer our condolences. We've come to make ta'ziyah, to visit you and offer our condolences. But this pious personality, as people were coming to him to offer condolences, he was chasing people away, that why are you coming to me? Why are you giving me your condolences? Go away. So people asked, Huzur, you had lost your child. We are coming to offer condolences, but you are sending us away. Aren't you in sadness? You are in a very great difficulty. This is a very big test upon you. So this pious person replied and said, my child didn't belong to me in the first place. My child belonged to my Allah. If my child was not just mine, my child belonged to my Allah Ta'ala. My Allah Azza wa Jal owned my child. And if Allah Azza wa Jal takes back what is his, then what did I lose? If my Allah took back what belonged to my Allah, then what did I lose? Allahu Akbar. What a great mindset. Yes, naturally, we as insan, we as human beings, we form attachments to certain things. We develop these attachments to certain things. But whatever we are attached to as well, we must remember that it belongs to our Allah. It doesn't belong to us. We have grown some attachment to it. It never made it mine. My wealth that I have in my pocket is not mine. It belongs to my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so if we have this mindset, then we will realize that whenever Allah Azza wa Jal wills to take it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can take it. And subhanallah Azza wa Jal, we will be pleased with the will of Allah. We will be pleased with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And subhanallah, how much of thawab there is for the one who is patient. Allah Azza wa Jal gave them glad tidings. You just heard from the ayah that we've recited and listened to just now, that Allah Azza wa Jal gave them glad tidings. There are special rewards on the Day of Judgment as well for the one who exercises patience within dunya. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us that the affairs of a believer are always good. The affairs of the believer are always good. Why? Because the believer sometimes receives something good, something he or she perceives to be good. And when receiving that, the believer makes shukr to Allah. The believer is thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are other times when the believer faces some difficulty. And during that difficulty, the believer makes sabr, the believer is patient upon it. And due to that patience upon that difficulty, they also receive reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So within shukr, which is the result of receiving good, the believer is rewarded, so it is good for the believer. And within sabr, which is usually the result of receiving something which we don't perceive as good, but by us making sabr, we are also receiving reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whether it is good that we receive, or whether it is a trial, a difficulty, a challenge that we receive, in both cases we are being rewarded. We just have to exercise shukr and exercise sabr. And subhanallah azza wa jal, there, by means of that patience, we are enjoying the rahmah of Allah ta'ala. And what can be a greater reward than this? Subhanallah azza wa jal. Allah azza wa jal tells us in the Holy Quran, Inna Allah ma'as sabirin. Indeed, Allah azza wa jal is with those who are patient. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with those who are patient. Allah Azza wa Jal's rahmah is upon you when you are patient. Allah Azza wa Jal's mercy is upon you when you are patient. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, when you are receiving the special mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what loss is there? That whatever loss we go through, but if it is the means of receiving the rahmah of Allah ta'ala, then for the believer, how great it is. How great it is for the believer that no matter what the difficulty be, but through this, I'm receiving the mercy of my Allah. I'm receiving the rahmah of my Allah. I'm receiving the qurb of my Allah. My Allah Azza wa Jal is pleased with me just because I'm being patient upon this musibah. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. From there we learn. We learn that at times, we may face some challenge. We may go through some trial. We may think of a certain thing as a tribulation, as a difficulty. But we don't know that maybe in that which we are seeing as a difficulty, within that which we are seeing as bad, all the while we are making dua for protection from certain things. I don't want for my wealth to be lost. I don't want to lose my loved ones. I don't want a certain thing, I want something else instead. I don't want that house, I want this house instead. I don't want this vehicle, I want that vehicle instead. We are perceiving certain things not to be good. But sometimes, that which we perceive not to be good for us, to be bad for us, is actually good for us. And there are other times that we think that we want certain things. We think that we want certain things. We think we desire this. We think this is good for me. Why would you want something? Only if you believe that it's good for you, isn't it? So we believe and we think that this is good for me. But that which we believe is good for us is not always necessarily good for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Thus Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran, عَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. Subhanallah. Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us, we learn from this ayah, that at times there are things that we dislike. There are things that we dislike, that we think these things are bad. But the thing is actually good for us. Subhanallah. And vice versa is also true. وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌّ لَكُمْ. And subhanallah azza wa jal, from this part of the ayah, what do we learn? We learn that at times we love certain things, we desire certain things, we think these things are good for us, but Allah azza wa jal knows that that is bad for us. Now if we just think in this way, if we just think that that which I think is good but actually is bad for me, do I want that? I don't know it's bad for me. I think it's good for me. I think I desire it. But Allah Azza wa Jal knows that that is not good for me. So do I want that which Allah Azza wa Jal knows is not good for me? And there is something else that I think this is very bad for me. But Allah Azza wa Jal knows that it is good for me. So do I still dislike it? Do I still think it's bad for me? No. That which Allah Azza wa Jal knows is good for us, we want that. That which Allah Azza wa Jal knows is bad for us, we don't want that. Allah Azza wa Jal tells us, وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And Allah Azza wa Jal knows and you do not know. Ah, if only we applied this in our lives. The lessons that we are understanding, that we are learning from this ayah, subhanallah Azza wa Jal, what is it that we know? We don't know anything. Everything is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Azza wa Jal knows that certain things are good for us. Allah Azza wa Jal knows that certain things are bad for us. We just have these perceptions, and our perceptions are not always true. So we want that which Allah Azza wa Jal knows is good for us. Don't always think that I desire a certain thing, and why is it that I haven't gotten this? And I don't want this trial or tribulation, but why is it that I face that? No, perhaps there is goodness in that. Perhaps there is goodness in that. And Allah Azza wa Jal knows that there is goodness in that. Then we are patient upon it. We are patient upon it, whatever the trial, whatever the tribulation, whatever the difficulty, we are patient upon it. At times, some people may go through difficulties, may go through trials, may go through tribulations. But in fact, it's a great means of rahmah and mercy for them. There are some people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants that they reach a high daraja that they are unable to reach through their amal. There are some people that Allah azza wa jal wants them to reach a high daraja that they are unable to reach through their amal. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places them in tribulations, in difficulties, and Allah Azza wa Jal gives them the tawfiq to make sabr. Allah Azza wa Jal gives them the ability to make sabr, and they make sabr. They are patient upon that, and through that patience upon those difficulties, Allah Azza wa Jal gives them that high daraja. What a rahmah from Allah. We thought it was a difficulty. We thought it was difficult upon us. We thought that this is such a test upon me. We thought that my shoulders are not strong enough to bear this. But Allah Azza wa Jal blessed us with the ability to make sabr. And through that we are reaching darajat. Such high darajat that we are unable to reach through our amal. That the condition of our salah is not strong, not great. It is not worthy of acceptance in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What reliance can we place upon our good deeds? Indeed, we are unable to rely upon our good deeds. We know the condition of our ibadat. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the means to reach those darajat that He azza wa jal loves for us. Why should we ever say no? Why should we cry about it? Why should we think that I'm not loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because I went through this difficulty? No! This is the wrong understanding. This is definitely not the correct understanding that because I faced the difficulty, so this is proof that I'm not loved by Allah. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests certain servants of His Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal places them in difficulties, and through that they reach high darajat. They are beloved to Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal loves that they reach high darajat. Don't we want to be amongst those who reach high darajat with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If it was, just hypothetically speaking, let's just ask the question, that if it was always that it is a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that someone goes through difficulties, then how come the Anbiya alayhim as-salam went through the difficulties? Isn't it? Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much of difficulties he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through? Isn't he the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Most definitely, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most beloved of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Allah azza wa jal. The Anbiya alayhim as-salam are the most beloved of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are so loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are enjoying the mercy of Allah azza wa jal at every moment. During their zahiri hayat and even after their wafat, even after their apparent demise, they are still in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet they went through many difficulties. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through how much of struggles, how much of trials, how much of bala, whilst he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was spreading and preaching Islam. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left the blessed city of his birth and went to Ta'if. He went out to spread Islam, and how much of difficulties he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faced whilst he went out to spread Islam. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to leave the blessed city of his birth, Makkah al-Mukarrama, and go towards Al-Madinah al-Munawwara, towards Madinah al-Sharif. Had to migrate sallallahu alayhi wa sallam due to the difficulties that were upon him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So much, they tried not to allow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to preach Islam. Allahu Akbar. How much of difficulty Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through. Yet he is the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can never reach how beloved he is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So subhanallah azza wa jal, we must understand that tests and difficulties that we go through are not always a means of punishment. Sometimes it is a means of cleansing. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, subhanallah azza wa jal. Somebody asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أي الناس أشد بلاء? Which are the people, which group of people experience the most difficulties, the most trials? Who experiences the most difficulties? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Anbiya'u, that it is the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who go through the greatest of difficulties. ثم الأمثل فالأمثل. Then those who are close to them, then those who are close to them. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, that as per their closeness to the rank of the Anbiya alayhi wasalam, yes, we are very, very far from the rank of the Anbiya alayhi wasalam, but from the rest of creation, from the rest of people, those who are closer, they go through very much more difficulties than those who are below that rank. So subhanallah Azza wa Jal, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, فَيُبْتَلَىٰ أَرَجُلُ عَلَىٰ حَسْبِ دِينِهِ. So a man will be tested as per the strength of his deen, as per how strong he is in his deen. فَإِنْ كَانَ دِينُهُ صُلْبًا اِشْتَدَّ بَلَاءُهُ. So if his deen is very strong, then his tests will be very severe. Allahu Akbar. If his deen is very strong, then his tests will be very severe. وَإِنْ كَانَ فِي دِينِهِ رِقَّةٌ وَبَتُلِيَ عَلَىٰ حَسْبِ دِينِهِ. And if there is weakness in the strength of his deen, and how strong he is upon his deen, then his tests will also be in accordance to that. So we understand that we are tested as per our deen, as per the strength of our deen, as per how strong we are upon our deen. If we are weak, then our tests are little. If we are strong, then the tests are greater. And subhanallah azza wa jal, the Anbiya alayhim as-salam, they were the strongest in their deen, and thus their tests were the strongest. And we are weaker in our deen, and thus our tests are not as severe. But when we go through these tests, what is the result? That we continue going through these tests. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the tests, these difficulties will continue. They will not stop befalling a person. This person continues going through difficulties. It will continue until he is left in such a state that he walks upon the earth and he has no sins upon him. Because every test Every test that he experiences becomes a means of his sins being washed away. Every difficulty that he experiences becomes a means of his sins being washed away. Every test that he goes through, Allah Azza wa Jal grants him the tawfiq of sabr. If he acts upon that, if he is patient upon that difficulty, upon that test, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, it now even becomes a means of his sins being washed away until he walks the earth in such a condition that he does not have any sins upon him. Wow. Subhanallah. One is by acting upon sabr, by being patient, we are receiving rewards. The other is along with that, by being patient, we are also having our sins being removed. What a rahmah. What a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we are going through that difficulty. Allah Azza wa Jal promised us that we will go through some tests. We will go through some trials, we will go through some tribulations, we will face difficulties in life. And then we are patient upon that. So we are rewarded for the patience, and then our sins are also being washed away. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. This is a way, this is a tariqah, this is a guideline as to how to take difficult situations, that which we thought was bad, and transform that into something which is actually good for us. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, that which we thought was bad for us, we are able to have that transformed into something which is actually good for us. Subhanallah. Wow, how amazing. And we may face difficulties, trials in life, and we think that this is such a big difficulty, and I am such a small person, and I am unable to go through this. Why am I unable to go through it? Because I am too weak. No. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allah Azza wa Jal is extremely merciful upon us. Our Rabb is very merciful upon His ibad, upon His servants, upon His slaves. We are the slaves of Allah Azza wa Jal, and our Allah Azza wa Jal is merciful upon us. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Holy Quran, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Ah, Subhanallah, صدق الله. Allah Azza wa Jal tells us the understanding of this ayah that we can take is that Allah Azza wa Jal does not place any burden upon a slave of His except that slave is able to bear that burden. Subhanallah. So Allah Azza wa Jal tests us in such a way, Allah Azza wa Jal places things upon us, upon our shoulders in such a way that we receive that in a way that we are able to bear that burden. There is no burden that has befallen us that comes upon our shoulders that we cannot bear. So whatever it is that is upon your shoulders, whatever it is that you are tested by, whatever it is that is your task, whatever it is that may be your burden, understand. You are very able to carry that. You are strong enough to get through that. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed it upon you, and He Azza wa Jal does not burden a servant more than the servant can bear. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. What lesson can we take? What mindset should we go in with? We must understand that Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who has placed whatever it is that I am facing. Allah Azza wa Jal has placed that upon me. May Allah Azza wa Jal is with me when I'm facing this trial, when I'm facing this difficulty. I must be patient. And Allah Azza wa Jal's promise is that Allah Azza wa Jal is with me. Allah's rahmah is with you. Allah's special mercy is with you. You just be patient upon it. Be patient upon it. Say, oh my Allah Azza wa Jal, I am patient upon this. And what is our patience? Our patience is where we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We place our reliance on Allah ta'ala. Oh Allah, my very being belongs to you, Allah. And oh Allah Azza wa Jal, it is to you that I will return, oh Allah. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. When we have this, when we trust Allah Azza wa Jal so much, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we won't have any difficulty. We won't have any worry. Yes, we have the situation that someone goes through some difficulty, and at that moment the person complains and whines to everyone, to tell everyone of the difficulty. Someone has a headache, and there's not a person he meets during the day that he does not tell that I have a headache. And thereafter, when the person has gone many hours into the headache, then the person starts to say, but I'm making sabr. Allah Azza wa Jal tests someone that the person loses a loved one, and the person complains about this. And many days after that loved one has left, then the person says, but I'm making sabr. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّمَا الصَّبْرُ. Indeed, patience is during الصَّدَمَةُ الْأُولَى, is during the first occurrence, during the striking of the calamity. That is the point of patience. That is the point of patience, that at the moment that our headache comes in, that's the time to be patient. At the moment we lose a loved one, that is the time to be patient. At the moment that we face the difficulty, that is the time to be patient. We shouldn't be such that we complain about it, that we whine about it, that we tell the entire world about the difficulties that we face, and then after everyone comes to know, now we start to say, but I'm being patient upon it. What patience is this? Who are we fooling? Patience is at the point that the calamity strikes you. At that point when you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you say, oh my Allah, even my very being, I belong to you, Allah. Wallah, indeed, we belong to you and we will return to you, oh Allah. That is sabr. That is patience. When we are silent upon those difficulties, yes, when there's a need to mention, then we can mention. If one has to tell, example, if they went through difficulty, someone happened to do some crime and therefore they must inform the law enforcement, that's not against patience. There you should mention it. If you go to the doctor and the doctor says, what is wrong? And then you have to explain your difficulty. That is fine. You are reporting it to the right people who can assist you. But to everyone else, someone who is not a doctor and we are telling them of our sicknesses, someone who is not the police officer and we are telling them of our difficulties, everyone we are telling about our difficulties, this is not sabr. Sabr is at the moment that the difficulty strikes, at that point, turn to Allah and say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed us. We've come to the end of today's program. But Alhamdulillah, we have learned, you have learned, I have learned. Alhamdulillah, Allah Azza wa Jal has opened our hearts to so many things. And this, inshallah, this learning will continue through Madani channel, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, through the efforts of our Muballighun and Muballighat of Dawat Islami throughout the world, alhamdulillah. So you stay tuned to Madani channel and ensure that you are with us again on the next episode of this wonderful program called The Challenges of Youth. Until then, be good, stay good, recite salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ask Allah azza wa jal for help, and may we be blessed to make amal upon what we have learned. Ameen bijahi khatam al-nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The challenges of youth, O youth in the path of Islam stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam stand tall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall.